if you get too much stuff in your pockets and they go like this, what would you say they do?
Well, I'd say they'd be bulging.
Tickles me to see the Army fatigue uniforms with those great big pockets, big as a briefcase. And, 35 years ago, we used to get clothes, wear them once, and wear them and have them washed, and then put them on and find that we couldn't button the shirt. What would you say happened to it?
They shrank.
Wasn't that miserable?
Yeah, it was cold.
I always wanted a pair of Levi's, but I could never get any to fit my pear-shaped form. And I get those rascals and wear them and then wash them. Oh, I'd look like a grasshopper. I got one pair. I got them very large. I'll just fix these. I took them and boiled them for 4 hours. When I got done boiling them, I couldn't get my feet in them. So I just finally gave up. They shrank. Gee. But I knew if I ever got a pair that I could wear, they'd stick with me for a long time. Did I ask you if orchards were at all common here in the other day?
We went through that.
Did you raise peaches at all?
That was the last trees that were left from the peach tree.
Did I ask you what you call the center of a peach?
No, I don't think you did. Other than the pit, I don't know what.
What would you call a peach where the meat doesn't stick to the pit?
That's a pretty stone.
And one where the meat does stick?
Cling stone.
And if a peach on the tree has died, the skin gets wrinkled and the meat all gets less and less, what do you say the peach has done?
Well, I'd say it was shriveled up.
Have you ever heard swiveled around here?
I don't think so.
It's interesting to me that, see, peaches do that. I've got a little peach tree now. I had 4 blossoms this year. No peaches. I guess it's just as well. At least the tree didn't try to put on fruit.
We planted a few here about 12, 15 years ago, and they done awful nice, but the wasps would always get them before they would, before they would ripen, and then they'd be in worms in them. We tried spraying them, but it was a losing battle.
Well, I have high hopes. I like peaches. I like Alberta's, and that's what I've got. I don't like them particularly well. I don't have a good white peach. But I'm going to see if I can spray it before I dig the peach. What did you call a fancy cover for a bed when you were there?
It seems to me there was a something besides bedspread, but I can't remember.
Is that ever called a counterpin or a counterpane?
I don't remember that.
And did you have those heavy bed covers that had designs stitched on them?
Patch quilt or something like that. I don't know about the designs. They were generally the patches from the old suits.
Uh-huh.
They come together and sew little patches together. And
that's the kind I grew up with. Woolen covers, many colors. All drab, of course.
Yeah, they were. Men's suits were always dark, and that's what they were cut out of.
Yeah. The gray flannel for backing. Oh, they were warm. Sometimes. We had one, I bet that rascal weighed 15 pounds. And it just didn't keep out the cold at all. Finally just gave that up. Did you have those down here that had cotton or a heavy layer of something inside? They were tacked instead of sewn?
I've done a lot of that in my life, as far as being on the bottom side and sticking the needle back up.
What did you call those?
I think it was tacking a quilt.